This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin, Ayman and Cam. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us for the Market Wrap. Now, the government today announced that Dream Edge Sundaram Berhad was chosen as the anchor company to deliver the new national car.
Yeah, exactly. So the International Trade and Industry Minister, Darrell Aiken, said the new national car is likely to be a C-segment sedan. So the car can either be an advanced internal combustion engine or can be a hybrid as well. So a lot of people ask, why this company? What was the selection based on? So the ministry said this was based on a set of criteria, and among them, it has to be a Malaysian company with a proven track record, and they must have a pool of experienced local engineers in advanced technology, and they must also be privately funded. So the government will also consider giving a tax incentive for participants in the project.
Were there any prototypes revealed today? Because the focus on advanced technology and design surely would have seemed to raise some expectations.
Yeah, so the prototype is not ready yet. So we all expected the prototype or some form of design or model to be shown today, but it was not to be the case. So it's slated to be revealed in March 2020. So this is Minister Darrell Aiken's comments on the timeline for the national car.
We are working with, in this case, Dream Edge as the Malaysian anchor company for the new national car. And their timeline for the new national car will be, of course, today the announcement of this new national car. And at the end of August 2019, the engineering capability model will make the mock-up. There will be an event where they will showcase a mock-up. And then on the mid of September 2019, the kickstart of additional recruitment for the new national car. Now, basically, these are the hiring of the engineers and all the technologies, as well as the staff that will be part of this entire. Now, March 2020, they expect the first model prototype of the new national car. And eventually, on March 2021, the launch of the first model of that new national car.
That was MITI Minister Darrell Aiken. We also hear there were many questions left unanswered during the announcement today.
Yeah, during the coverage today, there were a lot of doubts among members of the press due to the lack of information given in general about the car itself. So there was little clue about the funding of the project, with Dream Edge saying they are looking into fundraising options. They were also reluctant to disclose the agreement they have with Daihatsu, who are supposed to provide technological support for the national car project. So the press, including us, also raised some questions regarding the timeline presented for the official launch of the car, because usually it takes up to about 4 years for something like this, but an 18-month timeline has been given for the completion of the car. So these are some areas that we were, I think going forward, we will explore it and we'll continue to ask the minister.
Now, moving on to Bursa, AirAsia's passenger service charge came into effect today, and there's a petition being shared around by the low-cost carrier rejecting the additional charges.
Yeah, so AirAsia launched a petition to protest the additional 23 ringgit PSE imposed by MHB for those travelling beyond ASEAN. So it says the increased PSE at 73 ringgit from the current 50 ringgit stifles tourism and hampers economic growth. So they said high PSE is unfair and burden on consumers, adding that PSE has always been lower at KLIA2 up until 2018, when the rate was increased and equalized for reasons unknown. So about 35,000 people have signed on the petition when I came into the studios just now. So AirAsia Berhad closed up 3.8% at 1.88 ringgit.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.